Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, Google's hoping its new smartwatch could take on Apple. But first, the bad week for flagship cryptocurrencies continued on Thursday, with Bitcoin falling to its lowest value in nearly a year and a half. It follows the meltdown of US dollar-pegged stablecoin Terra USD, which had a knock-on effect to other crypto. Bitcoin dropped to a low of $25,401 and is down more than 41% so far this year. That's a long way from its $69,000 peak in November 2021. It's also not looking so great for Peloton. They're the web-connected exercise bike firm that boomed at the peak of the pandemic, but saw losses rise to $757 million in the first quarter of this year.
Fortunately, what they've got is they've got a massive inventory problem in that they've got $1.4 billion of inventory. That's basically bikes and treadmills. And these are very expensive pieces of kit, and they can't shift them.
That's Michael Hewson, Chief Market Analyst at London-based CMC Markets UK. He says Peloton's had to downgrade their revenue expectations
from $5.4 billion at the end of 2021 to $3.7 to $3.8 billion. And even then, that still seems very optimistic.
Google has confirmed the launch of its first own brand smartwatch later this year, as the search giant seeks to tempt more customers away from Apple. The Pixel Watch is among the hardware being released alongside Google's next flagship smartphone, the Pixel 7, and that's coming in the autumn. The watch was previewed at Google's annual developer conference and will come with Fitbit fitness tracking tools, which are now owned by Google, of course, while the Pixel 7 range has been given a new camera design and in-house processor chips. And remember the much-mocked Google Glass? Well, the event also included a preview of new smart glasses 2.0, currently in testing and development, which apparently include a live translation tool. Disney reports gaining nearly 8 million new subscribers at the start of the year. The company says its number of Plus customers now stands at over 87 million, while rival Netflix's woes continue. Netflix reported losing 200,000 customers and is facing a backlash over reports it was planning ad breaks in its lower tier packages. Next, UK scientists are researching building a solar power plant floating in the middle of the cosmos. While all the separate technology apparently exists to make such a mega power plant happen, actually getting it into space, firing it up, and beaming the power back to Earth, it's an entirely new proposition. And it's believed capturing the sun's rays from space could even help the UK meet its target of zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. The Space Energy Initiative says the project is called Cassiopeia and could even be operational by 2035. Meta has confirmed the company's preparing for cuts at the internal division integral to building its virtual reality metaverse project. The firm told Reuters that Reality Labs could no longer afford some projects and would also have to postpone others, although it says job losses are not on the table. The development follows a drop in the number of Facebook users this year, which caused the company's stock price to plunge. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, the gamer who's completed every Assassin's Creed title without so much as a single virtual scratch. Why not hit rate and follow in the meantime?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Royal Mail says it will increase use of drones for deliveries with the creation of 50 new postal drone routes. Alongside unmanned aerial vehicle logistics company Windracers and subject to Civil Aviation Authority approval, the plan is to provide faster deliveries to remote communities. The first routes for the new service are planned to include the Isles of Scilly and some Scottish islands. Royal Mail says it aims to use up to 200 drones over the next 3 years, eventually increasing to more than 500 UAVs servicing all corners of the United Kingdom. And finally, a gamer called Haït Bahadouri says he's completed every single title in the Assassin's Creed series without taking a single hit. He streamed the final portion of his run showing no damage. But what's the secret? Speaking to gaming news site Kotaku, Bahadouri says success is all about free running, blocking and avoiding attacks. And apparently this strategy has left the gamer's health bar constantly at 100% with no restarts. And if that wasn't hard enough, every game was played at the most difficult setting. You're up to date. Come back at 4pm for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. And we'll be back on Friday at 1pm. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.